Democratic Pennsylvania governor deploys National Guard after 4 days of riots ravaged Philadelphia. By Bob Price on October 30, 2020. The Pennsylvania National Guard arrived on the streets of Philadelphia Friday after 4 nights of protests, riots, and looting. Governor Tom Wolf, D., promised to mobilize hundreds of troops on October 27. Fox 29 Steve Keeley reported that members of the Pennsylvania National Guard arrived on the streets of Philadelphia late Friday morning. The guardsmen are being deployed to help state and local law enforcement officers maintain peace after protests, riots, and looting broke out Monday night. The violence on the streets of Philadelphia following the police shooting of Walter Wallace Jr., after he chased them with a knife. Breaking: boots on the ground at the National Guard at Fox 29 Philly pic.twitter.com/cs6y1ld8sp. Steve Keeley, at Keeley Fox 29, October 30, 2020. Breaking: the National Guard has arrived at Philadelphia City Hall for the second time in 2020 at Fox 29 Philly pic.twitter.com/u5umco. Steve Keeley, at Keeley Fox 29, October 30, 2020. After the first night turned violent, Governor Wolf promised to send in the state's National Guard to help keep the peace, Breitbart News' Joshua Kaplan reported. A statement issued by Lieutenant Colonel Keith Hickos said, at the direction of Governor Wolf and Pima, the Pennsylvania National Guard is mobilizing several hundred members in support of the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management and assist local agencies in protecting life, property and the right to peacefully assemble and protest. Assisting civil authorities during times of need is one of our core missions in the National Guard, and our citizen soldiers and airmen are well trained and well prepared to assist our Commonwealth and our communities in any way we can. We are able to conduct operations in support of civil authorities to enhance local law enforcement's ability to provide continued public safety and critical infrastructure security. However, as citywide looting of stores and other businesses took place on Tuesday night, the National Guard was nowhere to be found, Breitbart's Christina Wong wrote. Throughout the night, looters ransacked stores large and small, almost with impunity. The National Guard has arrived in Philly. pic.twitter.com/s7h4zbim. OJ Spivey, raised fist, at OJ Philly, October 30, 2020. Between October 26 and 30, Philadelphia police officers made 214 felony or misdemeanor arrests, Keeley tweeted. The charges centered mostly on burglary and assault on police. The nights of chaos left 58 officers injured. One remains hospitalized with a broken leg after being run over by a pickup truck. City officials report a total of 443 looting incidents and 22 ATM explosions. After calmest nights since unrest, violence and looting began this week that occurred without curfew. City of Philadelphia will impose curfew tonight. Here's latest update just released on last night with no ATM explosions and no Philly police officers hurt and just 2 arrests at Fox 29 Philly pic.twitter.com/6bboob7txk. Steve Keeley, at Keeley Fox 29, October 30, 2020. Former Philadelphia Mayor John Street, D., told CBSN Philly the shooting of Wallace was a failure of leadership. I think this is a failure of leadership, former Mayor Street told the reporter. We take 9 months to train someone to be a member of the Philadelphia Police Department. We spend tens of thousands of dollars. It is inexcusable for those police officers to be there without the proper equipment. The two officers involved in the shooting were not equipped with or trained in the use of an electronic control weapon, taser. The only person that you can hold responsible is the leadership of the city, Street stated. That situation should have never have happened. On Friday, city officials and Wallace's family agreed to the release of police body cam videos. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.